Warm colors, bright light, and a friendly touch adorn the walls of the new Oshai Children's Hospital in Buffalo. Every one of its 12 stories has a specially chosen theme, from the spirit of Buffalo to the four seasons, and from arts and culture to discovery. Every element in the design, like its indoor gardens, resource center, and meditation room, was chosen with families in mind.
It's going to bring a brand new healing environment that's going to allow our families, our children, our moms to really heal and be able to grow and thrive in ways that they weren't be able to on the Bryant Street campus.
Dr. Stephen Turkovich is chief medical officer at Bryant Street, the home of Oshai's predecessor, Women and Children's. He's excited about the new hospital's larger layout, which will allow for more advanced technology, along with patient rooms large enough to offer amenities to families. For parents like Jody Kotowski, whose daughter Francesca has been a patient at Women and Children's for 18 years, the simple touches like Oshai's pull-out couches and showers make all the difference.
I know when she was in the NICU, I had to wash my hair in the sink in the public bathroom because there was no shower. So to know that the moms are going to have that, it's a relief. It's something that you don't have to worry about.
What's outside the Oshai Children's Hospital is what offers even more amenities. The building is connected by bridges to the Gates Vascular Institute at Buffalo General, the Conventus Center for Collaborative Medicine, and the future University at Buffalo Jacobs School of Medicine. It all opens to the public on November 10th. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.